Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Business Roundtable. People expecting an early night in the Pennsylvania special election last night were sorely disappointed. Elena Schneider was out in Canonsburg, and she reports that Democrat Connor Lamb is clinging to a tiny lead with all precincts reporting. Lamb, who declared victory early Wednesday morning, was leading by just 677 votes, with only one county left to report absentee ballots. Schneider reports that no major news organization has called the race for Lamb, but the slim margin is an ominous sign for Republicans heading into an increasingly hostile midterm environment. A recount is possible if Lamb and his Republican opponent, Rick Saccone, are separated by 0.5% or less. Voters or the candidates would have to legally challenge the results because a recount is not automatically initiated under Pennsylvania law. Here are the irrefutable facts. Republicans spent big in a race that should not have even been close. President Donald Trump and top Republican surrogates were unable, once again, to be the difference makers in a district that Trump won by 20 points in 2016. And what could be a major problem for Republicans, their attempts to tie Lamb to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi didn't work. It's important to remember, this district will likely go away this year after the courts struck down the Republican-drawn map in Pennsylvania. Both Lamb and Saccone could be candidates in other districts before the eventual outcome of this race is known. NRCC Chairman Steve Stivers is expected to address the race at a closed-door Republican meeting today. He is expected to say candidates and campaigns matter, and the GOP didn't think that much of Rick Saccone. Saccone didn't raise and spend enough money, although Republicans spent $10 million on this race, and Saccone didn't emphasize his biography and define his opponent. We've got a first in playbook. Josh Buttner, the Democrat running against embattled California Representative Duncan Hunter, is up with a new digital campaign ad. Ralston Lapp produced a spot which features Buttner, a veteran, surfing while talking about his background and criticizing Hunter's ties to special interests and President Donald Trump. This is another example of Democrats recruiting candidates with military backgrounds as they try to force Republicans to defend seats in solid red territory. And we've got a fun spotted. Gary Cohn was seen eating dinner with Apple CEO Tim Cook Monday night at Nobu on M Street. There are a ton of Rex Tillerson postmortems today. Eliana Johnson reports that Tillerson's ouster caps a year of explosions and misunderstandings, even to the end. The resulting news coverage, which focused on disarray and disagreement in the Trump administration, left his chief of staff, John Kelly, yelling at a television screen aboard Air Force One as he took off for California with the president, according to a person with knowledge of the events, Johnson reports. The Post reports that Trump soured on Tillerson quickly and made no secret of his dislike of the Texan, particularly with his weak media profile. And the AP reports that Trump's esteem for his cabinet in general has faded in recent months and that he is looking to get rid of dead weight. Michael Crowley reports that Tillerson's exit could kill the Iran nuclear deal, as Mike Pompeo, his replacement, has said it is disastrous. The changes might not be over. The AP is reporting that Trump is considering getting rid of VA Secretary David Shulkin. And Omarosa's gone, but she strikes again. I spoke with Heritage Foundation President Kay Coles James in the latest Women Rule podcast, where James says she was blocked from serving in Donald Trump's administration by Omarosa, the former White House aide and reality television star. In the juice, we've got Rick Dearborn celebrating his goodbye party last night at Union Trust. And a reminder, sign up for the Playbook Pool. It's the final full day to fill out your bracket. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.